KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. We'll take a look at local sports this morning. First in high school volleyball around the region last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play. It was Harlan downing Denison 3-1. ADM beating Creston 3-2. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley topping Central Decatur 3 in a row. Also in some tournament action last night at the quad event at ACGC, it was Atlantic defeating East Union 2-0. Atlantic also downing Cam 2-0. ACGC beat Cam 2-0. ACGC over East Union 2-0. And Cam over East Union 2-0. At the Griswold Triangular last night, AHSTW beat Griswold 2-1. Nottoway Valley over Griswold 2-0. And Nottoway Valley topping AHSTW in 2 straight. At the Stanton Triangular, Stanton winning twice, beating Heartland Christian and Essex, each by 2-0 scores. Heartland Christian also swept, they took 2 out of 3 from Essex in that match last night. Also taking a look at volleyball action around the area, it was Audubon over Arweva 3-1. Sydney beat Johnson Brock 3-1. East Mills over Lennox 3-0. And Lord Central Catholic over Fremont Mills 3-2 in volleyball last night. High school cross-country action last night at the Dallas Center Grimes Invitational. On the girls' side, it was Dallas Center Grimes capturing the team title with 42 points. Norwalk with 84 points was second. Atlantic plays third with 85. Winterset and Carlisle, the top five. Among the individual place finishers, Ainsley Erzin of Carlisle was the champion. Taylor McCready of Atlantic placed second in that meet. Also, Braylon Baker of Creston was fifth. Ava Rush of Atlantic placing 10th. And Madison Botos of Atlantic running 20th in that meet last night. On the boys' side in that Dallas Center Grimes meet, it was Carlisle winning the team title with 52 points. Dallas Center Grimes had 62 for second. Norwalk with 67 points was third. Des Moines Christian fourth with 100. Atlantic placing fifth overall. They had a 104 team total. Aiden Ramsey of Dallas Center Grimes was the individual champion, with Craig Becker of Atlantic placing second in that meet last night. Brad Dennis of Atlantic was 15th, and Evan Brummer of Atlantic placing 19th, helping out the Trojans' effort. Also, the Logan Magnolia cross-country meet last night. On the girls' side, it was Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center winning the individual title. Ryan Porch of AHSTW running second. Logan Magnolia's Courtney Spohr and Taylor Spohr finished third and fourth, with Grace Slater of Audubon placing fifth. Also, Logan Magnolia's Kylie Morrison and Violet Lapke placing sixth and seventh in that meet last night. Hannah Tigason of Audubon was 12th. In the team standings, Logan Magnolia captured the title with 37 points. WCKP placing second with 51, AHSTW with 56 points placing third, Tri-Center was fourth, Denison placing fifth overall in that meet. On the boys' side, Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert was the individual champion, with Dylan Blake of Maple Valley second, Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning was third. Also, yesterday it was Frank John and Brett McGee of Tri-Center placing fourth and fifth overall. Tri-Center also had Caden Bryant and Sean McGee placing seventh and eighth in that meet last night. In the team standings at that Logan Magnolia boys meet, it was Tri-Center winning with 50 points. Denison with 85 second. IKM Manning was third with 89. St. Albert and Missouri Valley finish off the top five. Also, cross-country action last night, the Trainer Cross-Country Invitational. On the girls' side, Trainer wins with 65 points. Cam, the runner-up, with 69. Xyra EHK, third, with 76. Tori Castle of Trainer was the individual champion, with Savannah Hall of Sydney second. Kate Hansen of Xyra EHK placing third. Carissa Spanier of Trainer placing fourth. And Stormy Noble of Riverside running fifth. Also, Caden Stevenson of Cam was sixth. Claire Yoakum of Trainer, seventh. Emily Plagman of Cam was eighth. Whitney Holiday of Cam placing ninth. And Josie Hendrickson of Sydney placing 10th overall. Also on the boys' side of Trainer last night, Trainer wins with 49 points. Sydney with 71 points, the runners-up. Cam with 84 points was third. Riverside and East Mills, the top five teams. Noah Jorgensen of Sydney was the individual champion, with Derek Thompson of Trainer second. Ben Schroeder of Riverside third. Cole Dooley of Trainer was fourth. Ethan Fulman of Cam placing fifth. Also, Ryan Kahns of Trainer placing sixth. Jaden Amend of Griswold placing seventh. Colby Jacob Reels of Trainer placing eighth. Cole Jorgensen of Sydney was ninth. And Mason Yoakum of Trainer placing 10th in that meet last night individually. Well, the weekly cross-country rankings from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches out this week. On the boys' side in Class 4A, Dowling Catholic is top-rated with Dubuque, Hempstead, and Pleasant Valley the top three. In girls' 4A, Johnston, Southeast Polk, and Waukee are the top three. Boys 3A, Carlisle, Dallas Center, Grimes, Clear Creek, Amana, the top three with Atlantic in at number 11. On the girls' side in 3A, Ballard, Wallert, and Dallas Center Grimes, the top three. Harlan is fourth, Atlantic is sixth, and Glenwood is 14th this week. In boys 2A, Tipton, Monticello, and South Hardin are the top three. Red Oak is 14th. In girls 2A, Mid Prairie, Williamsburg, and WCKP were the top three. Panorama 5th, and Shenandoah 14th. Also in 1A rankings on the boys' side, Earlham, Madrid, and Maquoketa Valley are the top three, with Nottoway Valley 4th and St. Albert 8th. In girls 1A, Logan Magnolia is top-rated. Iowa City, Regina, and Hudson round out the top three. AHSTW ranked 14th in this week's poll. Individual rankings, here are some of the area runners who are ranked. In Class 4A boys, Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson ranked 10th. Also, Weemash Gilo of Thomas Jefferson ranked 14th. In 3A boys, Trey Gross of Harlan is 26th rated. Craig Becker of Atlantic is ranked 30th. Class 3A girls, Taylor McCready of Atlantic is ranked 5th, while Braylon Baker of Creston ranked 21st. In 2A boys, Baylor Bergren of Red Oak is ranked 23rd. On the girls' side in 2A, Tori Castle of Trainers ranked 3rd. Kate Crawford of ACGC ranked 4th. Ella Waddle of Panorama 7th. And Mason Hartley of Clarinda 25th. In the boys' rankings at 1A, Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley is top-rated, with Noah Jorgensen of Sydney ranked 5th, Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert 6th, and Ben Breheny of Nottoway Valley ranked 29th. In Class 1A girls, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center rated number 1, with Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia ranked 2nd, and Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia rated 3rd, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley ranked 10th, Ryan Porch of AHSTW is ranked 12th, Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia 14th, Violet Lapke of Loma is rated 17th, while Sophia Brewers of Nottoway Valley ranked 24th in this week's list. Well, Clemson remains the number 1 ranked team in this week's AP Top 25 College Football poll. Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Ohio State are all the same in the top five this week. LSU is at 6, Michigan at 7, Notre Dame moves up a spot to 8th, Texas up a notch to number 9, and Auburn is at number 10 this week. Also, Penn State is 15th, Wisconsin ranks 17th, Iowa State is put at number 20 in this week's poll. Nebraska and Iowa State are tied for the 25th spots in this week's AP poll. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz said he would prefer not to open Big Ten play in Week 2. After opening with a win over Miami of Ohio, the Hawkeyes get ready to open up league play as they'll host Rutgers.
I'd rather play, you know, our non-league games than to me personally, but nobody asked for my opinion, so I'm not waiting for him either. So, but, you know, it's just the way it is, so we'll play him.
It's the earliest a Ferentz coach team has ever opened the league race. Ferentz says tackle Alaric Jackson will miss the next two games with a sprained knee, but could possibly return for the Hawkeyes' final non-conference game against Middle Tennessee State.
You know, everybody heals differently, and, you know, the good news is it doesn't look like we're looking at surgery, so that's a good thing, and just hopefully he goes a little faster than everybody hopes, you know, or thinks, you know, that type of thing. But, you know, we can't count on him, you know, we'll just see how it goes. But I think it's realistic to think he'll play this year for us.
Guard Cole Banwart has returned to practice after missing the opener, and defensive backs Julius Brents and Riley Moss will be sidelined for a few weeks. We'll have that game for you Saturday. Rutgers coach Chris Ash says quarterback Carter McClain will need to protect the football in the Scarlet Knights' Big Ten opener at Iowa. The Texas Tech transfer passed for 340 yards and 2 touchdowns in a 48-21 win over UMass. He was also picked off 3 times. As a native of Ottumwa, Ash is very familiar with the Iowa program.
You know, they've been the model of consistency for years. Kirk's done an unbelievable job. I've got nothing but the utmost respect for him as a person and him as a coach and what he's done with the staff and the program. They try to do things first class in everything that they do. They coach exceptionally well. You know, they're not worried about headlines and stars. They're worried about fits and the ability to develop. And it's been a pretty consistent and successful formula.
And again, that's an early start time. 11 o'clock is kickoff at Kinnick Stadium. We'll have it for you Saturday morning. 9 o'clock is the pregame start time. In Major League Baseball action last night, Jack Flaherty dazzled in another dominant performance. Marcell Ozuna homered, and the Cardinals, with a fluky foul ball turn base hit, beat the San Francisco Giants 1-0 Tuesday night. Flaherty carried a no-hitter into the sixth inning, and he cruised with 8 strikeouts and a walk. The 23-year-old right-hander threw a career-high 113 pitches, 84 of those for strikes. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Cincinnati 6-2. Washington scored 7 in the bottom of the ninth to beat the New York Mets 11-10. Miami over Pittsburgh in 10 innings, 5-4. Arizona beat San Diego 2-1. L.A. over Colorado 5-3. In the American League, Jorge Soler broke the Kansas City Royals' home run record with his 39th homer of the season, and Ryan O'Hearn hit a walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth as the Royals beat the Tigers 6-5. Also, Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 4-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. Tampa Bay took the second game 2-0. Yankees over Texas 10-1. The White Sox beat Cleveland 6-5. Minnesota over Boston 6-5. Oakland beat the L.A. Angels 7-5. In interleague play, Atlanta over Toronto 7-2. Milwaukee beat Houston 4-2, and the Chicago Cubs over Seattle 6-1. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.